I was just like, "Hey, Spicy, what the hell was a bell end?" And I was like, and I explained to him how me and Casey have a podcast, and yada yada. These guys from over the pond dropped us a line, and he starts hilariously laughing, laughing. He's an older cat, not too old. He's like, I would say mid to late 30s. Starts laughing his ass off, and he's like, "Dan." He's like, "They weren't being mean, Dan. They were just being, it was a joke. It was for jollies. Ha, ha, ha. Bell end, Dan." And he says it, then he says it real quiet. He's like, "The tip of your dick. Because, it looks like a bell. You like the bell, and it looks like the bell end, just the top, because it curves like a mushroom. It's a cock."
Dirty Kong Podcast.
Hey!
Hey! The DKB crew ready to crimp out another steamer.
Well, you say crew, Jay. It's the two of us are here.
I know. We're not known for our class, are we?
Same old shit. Different day.
Just without Dave. Rejoice! Yeah.
Same old shit.
Yeah.
Cunt!
What?
Welcome on, welcome all, to the 41st edition of the Dirty Kong Podcast. Holy shit.
How did we make it this far?
I think many people are wondering how we made it this far, J-Train.
How is it that no one has busted out, busted down the door to our studio and just set fire to it because of the shit that we churn out
it
every week?
It is literally unfucking believable
yeah.
that we are still allowed to just roll out this gobshite every fucking week. Why haven't we been stopped?
I don't know.
Where's Ofcom when you need them?
Let's just roll with it.
I'm good. I've got a Budweiser here. Dirty Kong sponsor.
Yeah, you've got half a Budweiser after you fucking dropped it on the floor.
There was a bit of an incursion before the mic started rolling, ladies and gents. I spilt my beer.
And the twatty thing is that you didn't even like you spilt it all over the floor, and it was like, this beer was creeping towards his computer and his iPod dock, and he's like, "Oh, I'm going to go and fetch a towel." No, just don't leave your electrical items in this like pool of beer.
In all fairness, you wouldn't let me lick it up. I wanted to lick it up. You wouldn't let me.
Well, it's just because you've had so many men in this studio that I'm worried about the amount of AIDS that are on the floor. And if you start licking the floor, I don't want you to get more AIDS than you already have.
Okay.
Because I think this is true, that if you get AIDS off three different men,
here we go,
then I think you get super AIDS. And then if you get them off five, it's super monkey AIDS.
So I've heard of that term, super AIDS, before.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's when you get AIDS off three different guys.
Three times AIDS is super AIDS.
Yeah, super AIDS.
See.
And then if you get AIDS off five guys, then that's when you get super monkey AIDS and you get hairy palms.
I see.
Yeah.
Right. So you're learning everything, ladies and gents.
You see, I'm half doctor.
You're not just a pretty face.
Yeah, that's right.
Not even.
I know lots of medical stuffs.
Holy bollock fuck. So what the hell have you been doing since... Did you enjoy last week's show, by the way, with the lesbian?
I did, yeah.
You got on with it, didn't you?
I did, actually. It was kind of... I was quite nervous.
It was like having two supervillains on the guest couch in the studio. You were both so racist.
Well, yeah, she was very racist.
Even before the show, she started getting into sort of monkey jokes and whatnot. I don't want to repeat it.
Yeah, definitely.
We're not like that on this show.
No. Oh, of course not, no. We're,
And you're for a cunt in Polish.
Oh, nice. I was going to say... You interrupted me, I was going to say something.
I apologise.
Yeah, she did shoot me down big time, though. Which is when
she's
I said...
A lesbian.
Huh?
She's a lesbian, Jay.
Well, no, because what I said was are lesbians just women that haven't met me yet?
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of funny, a bit of an off-the-cuff kind of joke. And she was like, no, you're the kind of man that turns us into women, into lesbians. And
nice.
I was like, oh, that's a nice way to kind of make friends with the hosts of the show that we've allowed you on.
Yeah.
Just insult us and...
We've granted you an audience.
That's it,
And that's the kind of fucking reply. She should be giving us all head.
She should be, yeah.
And speaking about Ahead, that clip that we heard at the beginning of the show, before the main theme came on, was from the Hey Douchebag digital radio show.
Oh, okay. They, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, they were talking about our show and the sort of dialogue and the dialects that we use and the words that they don't know. You know, like divvy, bellend. I think we called them bellends on the last show. And they asked a fellow Englishman over in that dirty, dirty place of the United States. What a bellend was, and that was the response.
Yeah, and they actually pretty much got it right, didn't they?
Yeah, nailed it, yeah.
Yeah, so good for you.
Yankee cunts.
They don't know what Mardi means.
Mardi.
They don't use the word Mardi, which is weird, because how do you describe being Mardi? It's kind of hard to explain.
It's like having a cob on. I feel I need to say no more.
Well, what's a cob on?
It's when you've been I don't know.
You see,
being
it's
a bit
hard.
Of a dick, being grumpy.
Yeah, grumpy, I guess.
You know, you've got a chip on your shoulder. I don't know what
well,
Americans
grumpy,
know.
It's more kind of. You see, it's hard to explain what Mardi is because we use no other word apart from Mardi. If someone's being Mardi, you're like, oh, you're Mardi sod.
Yeah.
So it's really quite a tough one to explain. But they have no word for that, which kind of weirds me out. So. Because, like, if I ever went, well, I've been to America a couple of times, but if I encountered someone being Mardi, what do you call him? If you can't use the word Mardi?
Stop being a douchebag? Maybe well, that's where their name of their show comes from.
Maybe. We will never know. Unless we ask him. And
these
then
things
know.
Can never get solved.
Yeah.
If somebody's got a cob on, or is being Mardi, guys, from the, you know, Hey Douchebag radio show, what do you say to that? I mean, what do you call it?
You see, but they don't know what Mardi is, so how can we ask them, what do you call someone that's being Mardi?
Do we know what Mardi means?
Well, I think our best guess our best attempt at explaining what Mardi means is when they're being childish, grumpy, getting upset over something that's probably quite futile. Do you know what I mean?
Just being
salty. When something isn't going their way and you get kind of all grumpy about it.
Don't they just say
when you're not getting your own way? That's what Mardi means. But
don't they just sort of say, you know, stop being an asshole?
Yeah.
Is it being an asshole?
An asshole.
You're an asshole. Is that that's the best I've got?
Yeah. Being an arsehole or an asshole.
Yeah, arsehole is kind of.
Yeah, arsehole is good for us, but it sounds weird in an American accent. But asshole is so general. You know, it's like. So it's not specific, while Mardi is, you know, quite direct at what that is. So.
And another thing they were discussing and didn't quite seem to grasp was my sense of humour, Jay. I feel I may have sort of gone a bit too far in my first email to these guys. I'll read you a little bit of it. What should we read?
So, hold on. Is this an email that you sent to them?
This is an email I sent to them.
Okay.
And they read it out on their show.
Okay.
And they didn't quite get it. And I think they were a bit, you know, they were a bit sort of, not offended, they just stepped back a bit and they were a bit sort of like, I don't know what this is.
Okay.
See if what you think is wrong with this, okay? And I'm cutting it in half. Basically, I just want to build bridges between us, then possibly shite on them and rape them. If this sounds good to you, then drop us a line, you awesome cunts. Love you. Keep up the good work. Gonna work through your back catalogue. Really love you. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Now, what is wrong with that?
Well, you see,
is that a bit too strong? Have I gone a bit too far for the Brits? Have I unleashed our comedy too soon?
I think so.
Prematured?
I think you've just like thrown them into the deep end of our kind of humour.
I just want to build bridges between our two great nations. Then I want to shit on them. Everybody likes to shit. And then I would like to rape the bridge. What is wrong with that? That's funny. That is funny.
Well, I think from the unsuspecting victim... if you said that to someone, that would almost seem like you're building them up.
Yeah, I felt like I put them off.
And then, like, breaking them down again. So I can understand why they're a little bit confused about that.
Yeah.
John.
The subtleties of my humour do escape many.
you say subtle. When you're talking about shitting and raping bridges.
Yeah.
Not subtle. It's not,
I'm trying to think of the dynamics of raping a bridge as well. Yeah. I mean,
you could... I don't know how you do that.
No.
It's quite, you get a lot of cock scratch.
It does. It boggles the mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, anybody out there wants to check out Hey Douchebag? It's Hey with an exclamation mark and then Douchebag. They're on iTunes, so check them out now.
Yeah.
Funny guys. They talk a lot about their private lives and their penises and their stool.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Very good. Anyway.
So.
Moving on.
Yeah. What have you been up to this week, John?
Oh, I've just been getting on with work. I work two jobs, as you know.
You do.
Very
yes.
busy man.
You work in a school, but yeah, which is your lifelong dream because you can get close to the kiddies now.
We'll leave that there.
Okay, moving swiftly on.
And I work in a warehouse.
You work in a warehouse as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fun.
Yeah, you know, nothing much has changed.
Wow.
Yeah. Sort of. Yeah, well, to be honest, I've actually fell really far behind on updating the website. We obviously we're on 41 now, and 40's just gone. I only released that 2 days ago, which is obviously we like to leave a you know a whole week in between releasing the last episode and then recording the next episode.
Yeah,
but I literally just released it like yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So and then I didn't update the website from episode 38, so I was 2 episodes behind on the updates.
Wow.
But I've sorted it all now, ladies good. And gents, so don't
what the
do
fuck
not worry.
Do I pay you for, John?
Do you pay me, sir?
I pay you in love and the occasional hand job.
Fucking hell. You say occasional, it's only been twice.
Too much for any man.
We're on episode 41 now. Technically 42, because we did a point B along the way. I think it was 34 point B along the way.
Right, okay.
So we're on technically 42 episodes now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, 2 hand jobs.
Yeah.
You owe me 40.
You'd think that after the first one, we'd have learned our mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So how did we get to that second one?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just...
You see, mind you, I used a kind of a smash and grab technique where I kind of just broke into your room and just shook that fucker. And it spat in my eye.
Surprise! 3 o'clock in the morning.
Did not expect. Jay, wait, dude, fuck off! What?
What about you, Jay? What have you been up to, man?
Well, as you know, I'm a bit of a
cunt.
Yeah, and I also have a lot of rage. And one thing that I'm quite susceptible to is shit going wrong with my Xbox. You know, stuff not working properly or glitches. Dickheads online, stuff like that really piss me off. And I take it out on my Xbox pad. You know, always like throwing it against the wall or punching it or I bite them.
You're quite
a lot.
Bitey, aren't
you? I bite a lot of things. I bite my my mobile phone as well.
I've seen it.
Which is in a shit state. There's a fucking big crack across the screen. I can't contain it. I need to release my rage.
Yeah.
I feel like if I bottled it up, I'd be the kind of guy that just gets hold of a stick of dynamite and throws it into fucking Costco.
yes.
But yeah, but this week I've been kind of using a relaxing technique, and I've been fixing all the things that I've broken. So I've fixed like 3 Xbox pads. So they're all right. Repaired now. My wall, the wall, Lord. You know, it's just a plaster wall. I've been filling all that up. So basically I've kind of been repairing the mistakes of my rage issues.
Have you managed to go around to the victims' houses and repair their daughters?
Well, I don't feel like I'm ready for that. And I don't think I can repair them. I think they're too far gone.
They're forever broken.
Yeah. I think a mercy shot would be the safest thing for them, you know. So they don't have to carry on with the pain anymore.
Are you just going to do like what Cartman did in one of the episodes of South Park and just take like a fruit basket round to the victims?
Yeah, and hope that's enough.
Yeah.
Wow.
The life you lead, Jeff.
The life I lead. What else have I done? I almost spun my car as well.
You almost spun your car?
I almost spun my car. There wasn't enough tyre pressure in my rear driver's side tyre.
Lovely.
And I was going around a corner around 50 or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was on a 50 road, but I should have slowed down for this corner, really. then all of a sudden, it's like I felt my wheel go, like, it almost, like, buckled kind of thing.
I'm always doing that, actually. I'm always travelling too fast around corners, and then your back's my back's always just about to come out.
Yeah, but this time, it felt like the wheel went under or something. It was quite odd. And so, you know, I pulled up at a petrol station and checked out the pressure on it. There's like an electronic gauge thing where you can fill your tyres up. And the other three tyres were perfect. They were at 36 PSI.
Nice.
And yeah, it's good PSI, that is.
Good 36. PSI.
Yeah.
If I had to, you know, pick maintain a PSI,
it would be 36.
Definitely.
Well, that's why my tyres were at that. And I checked out my right rear and it was at 9. Which is probably
fucking hell.
I know it's probably about the same amount of pressure in a child's helium balloon after a week after the party. It was so bad I could actually press my thumb into the tire.
Jesus Christ,
that was an accident waiting to happen. And what I think was is that when I was going around the corner, it kind of, I don't know, the tire kind of just like bent away and basically just fucked up. So yeah. But there was loads of cars around me, and I had to kind of stop my car from spinning, but also keep it in the lane that I was in, because there was cars around me, and there was all like brake lights and fucking swerving away from my car. But yeah, that would have been a big mess.
That could have been a big mess.
So I've learned my mistake. I've put some more pressure in my tyre, and I haven't stopped speeding.
See, PSI is fucking...
Yeah, I'm back to old 36 again.
I like your style, sir.
I don't know why I deviated.
You shouldn't, mate. You know, don't do that to you. You know, treat yourself. You've got to treat yourself every now and again and keep your pressure up.
Yeah, that's right.
You have a lovely penis, by the way.
It is out.
It's out,
yeah,
ladies and gents.
I don't think I've done anything else this week.
No, we've got all day.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of things. I've done more things this week, but... I take a lot of drugs.
Yeah, you do.
So I don't remember much.
You're in quite a lot of pain at the moment, aren't you? You're suffering from the
paint.
Pain.
Oh, pain, yeah. Well, yeah, I've got toothache. My toothache's that bad that it's giving me, like, migraines and an earache. An eye ache. I've never had eye ache before, but my eye hurts from the pain from my tooth. It's all weird.
All fucked up.
Yeah, it's all fucked up.
Let's not go black.
Yeah, I was just trying to do American. It did go black. Sorry about that. Oh, I feel dirty. Anyway, so I've been taking a load of pain meds, like really strong ones, and they're kind of fucking with my mind. I've gone all crazy. Not really.
As long as you don't rage out again.
No, but it's actually making me quite docile. They make me drowsy. That's what it says on the pack, you know, may cause drowsiness. And that's what they've been doing. I've kind of just been like walking around in a hazy bubble.
See, we really should have prefixed this episode with that little excuse. So we could have said, you know, obviously if this show isn't up to some... In fact, we don't have standards to be...
We don't, no.
So there's no point in even throwing excuses out there, really, is there? Because
our bar of kind of standard
is
firmly affixed to the ground. There is nothing below us. And every time we peek above the bar, that's a bonus.
That is a bonus.
So, you know, expect shit, but, you know, in every shit, there is a peanut. You know? So,
there you go.
And that's us.
That's a little treat there.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, a little gem in that stool.
That's quite beautiful, actually.
In an odd way.
Yeah,
gems in feces.
I'll tell you one thing I did do, though. It's one thing I haven't done in a long time is I went to our local Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah.
Video store. Well, I say video, DVD.
Yeah.
Blu-ray as well now. I rented a film for the first time in ages this week.
Wow.
I rented Troll Hunter.
Troll Hunter.
Troll.
That sounds like an internet thing. You know, like there's trolls on the internet.
No, actual trolls, bridges. You know, Billy Goat's Gruff troll.
Susan Boyle,
troll, yeah. Amy Winehouse, troll.
Troll. Dead troll.
Dead troll, in fact, yeah.
I tell you about that time that the day after she died? I don't think I know about this, but basically, there was a picture of Amy Winehouse with her tits out.
As she do?
Yeah, I job one out to her.
I think you've said this before.
And then I found out she was dead. And that was a weird feeling.
And did you go for a second round or?
Well, I tried, but, you know, I think, you know, something in my brain kind of just said, enough now, Jay. Just chill out. This is a little bit, you know.
You fucking cunt.
Yeah, I did feel like a bit like a fucking cunt. So yeah, drop one off to a dead bird. Why not?
That's...
Carry on.
I've no idea what to say.
How'd you go from there?
Yeah, Trollhunter, really good little genre film, if you like that kind of thing. Giant trolls, there's a man hunting them secretly, you know, nobody knows, even though these trolls are like fucking 20 fucking foot high plus. And yeah, fun, good film. Norwegian, so foreign.
Oh, okay.
But they're not in this country like the Poles, so I can get on with the Norwegians.
Yeah, that's quite true.
You know, subtitled, so I can read. Good film. Four stars.
Any film that's got subtitles is just a fucking art film.
I rate it 4 Kongs out of 5.
4 Kongs out of 5?
Yeah, if you like a fun film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, it's been quoted as the best action film since Jurassic Park.
Really?
If you can believe that. Nah, it was okay. Good film.
But you see, your film choices are fucking dire.
They are dire.
Whenever... Okay, listeners, if John Boy ever asks you to go to the cinema with him, just politely decline with a slap to the face, because the last 3 times we've gone, we've watched, what, that Apollo 13?
Apollo 18, I
Apollo
think
18, was it? Yeah, Apollo 18, of course it was.
Killer
yeah.
Rocks.
Killer, yes.
Killer space rocks.
Spider crabs.
Things.
Which is basically what it was. Yeah.
Like the inside of my trousers.
Yeah, that was just really quite shit. Then and, that Tinker...
Taylor Soldier Spy.
Yeah, that one, that was shit.
Well-acted shit?
It was well-acted shit, but it was shit nonetheless.
there was no peanuts in that shit.
There was no peanuts in that shot. In that shit. And I'm sure there was another crappy film that you took me to.
Yeah, probably.
I
like films and I go to see everything as much as I can, and it's all shit.
I think you go to shit films, so you appreciate the other ones
stuff.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say that Trollhunter was in the middle of being shit and good.
But you still gave it 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 Kongs.
Because it was marginally worse than good.
Not stars, though. 4 out of 5 Kongs. And each Kong is like half a star.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's basically a 2-star.
Yeah.
Just like to apologise for listeners, I do have a cough at the minute, and I'm taking some dry cough medicine that I have here, sugar free as well, non drowsy, unlike your drugs.
Yeah,
just
maybe I should take some of that.
You'll hear me cough every now and again. I apologise. Carry on, sir.
Right. Well, I've run out of things to say.
Are we gonna get on with it?
Well, yeah, I've got a few stories this week because last week I didn't have anything. I just kind
we
of...
We had a lesbian. You don't need to have
well,
stories.
That was it, yeah. I was relying on the lesbian. And another thing that kind of freaked me out about the lesbian was that the last time I spoke to a lesbian...
Yes.
I got off with her. And the thing is that the lesbian's girlfriend, she was also... This was at a house party that I had. I think you was there.
I'm not commenting.
All right, okay. Well, basically, there was... There's a girl that I've known for fucking years. I'm not going to say her name. But I've known her for probably around 15 years. And she's a lesbian.
Ah.
And I invited my friend, this girl. And she brought along her lesbian girlfriend. But I didn't know she was a lesbian as well. I thought she was just friends. And so it was me, like, making a bit of the move, you know, as the J train
does.
Right,
yeah, giving the old, yeah.
Yeah,
the old eye.
A bit of the old slap and tickle and that. And, and
fantastic.
You know, I was kind of just like, you know, getting off with her a little bit. And then fucking my friend walks in and she's like, oh my fucking God, what are you doing? I was like, sorry, your friend's hot. And she's
I'm
like,
smashing
she's not
that.
My friend, she's my fucking girlfriend.
And you're like, OMG.
Yeah, omg, lols.
waffle mouse.
But I'm like, what the fuck? Like, if she's getting off with some dude, then she's not very good at being a lesbian, is she?
She might have thought that you were just an incredibly butch lesbian. We talked about that last week's show, you know.
That is true. The only thing that would possibly kind of put that theory at fault is that I have quite a large penis.
And she was she caressing your junk?
Yeah, she was cradling, you know,
the mini Joe,
the dangling brains. I don't know.
That's just fucking foul. Mini J.
Yeah.
Not so mini.
And no. So yeah. So the last time I was, you know,
I'm still getting over the brain comment.
Yeah. So the last time I came in, you know, encountered a lesbian, I got off with an upset girlfriend. Friend.
So Jay, were you sort of afraid that she was gonna go for a bit of Jay grabbage, I get a bit of brain on the couch?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I was just a little unsure what was going to happen, because last time it...
You turn heads. You turn heads.
I do, yeah.
Gays of all kinds.
Yeah, I do.
It's kind of weird, though, bringing lesbians... that up, because I think from my pulling experience, especially in a sort of nightclub sort of environment, my pulling experience has been more towards the gay man than it has been the woman. I am completely heterosexual, listeners, but I've had more interest from the gays.
You do get a
I think
lot
it's
of...
the way I shake my hips, you know?
Yeah.
I've got that kind of body swerve. It just sort of attracts them, you know, like a fucking fly to the fly fucking stuffs. I've got nothing.
Like a moth to the flame, there I you think go. Is what you was looking for.
Thank you. Yeah, it's the body swerve.
Yeah, I don't get any of that.
Look at you.
Yeah. I don't get no gays coming near me.
Just lezzers.
Just lezzers, which I'm absolutely fine about.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
So,
are we gonna get on with this shit then?
Yeah, let's let's try and churn something out. I have a story of a Iranian man.
Fucking Iranians!
I know.
What like they're cartoon still doing characters.
Here? I'm surprised I'm, you know, blowing each other up yet.
God's little fucking joke.
Yeah, practical joke on the rest of humanity. Here's some Iranians. See what you think of them. Oh, that's just bad.
Moving on.
So yeah, he wanted to murder his wife.
Yeah,
as we all do. And so he decided that the best idea was to lace his wife's Rice Krispies with a all-purpose cleaning agent called Goof Off.
Goof Off.
And the strange thing about this is that the wife didn't notice. She was eating this fucking cereal, and the daughter realised. She kind of smelt the chemicals in this cereal and told her mum to stop eating it. What? And I'm like, well, how can you not taste fucking bleach or whatever it was in your fucking cereal?
I mean, is she like one of these women that was in a car accident or came from, you know, she's like sort of mental and the dad's got to look after her and he's getting a bit tired of that. Is it that thing?
Well, I've got nothing that suggests that here.
Because I don't know how she could not know. Unless she has no taste buds or no fucking brain or...
Well, I don't know. The thing is, this did happen in America.
Ah.
And this bloke is Iranian, but she could be an American woman and therefore... You know, the IQ of a, you know, withered cabbage. And
there's three factors. There's three factors. Iranian, American, woman.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
No.
I completely understand it now.
Yeah.
Makes sense. It would take a child for her to fucking realize. Go, carry on.
So, yeah, well, basically that's it.
Did she die then?
No, nobody died. No. She was recovering in hospital because she's got internal... Well, it doesn't say anything, but, I mean, she's in hospital now, so whatever happens to you when you drink bleach, that's what she's recovering from in hospital.
Tidicon Podcast, the most informative show on the internet.
Yeah, don't drink bleach, given to you in the form of Rice Krispies from an Iranian man. If that's not niche information, I don't know what is.
That is niche. Oh, wonderful stuff.
Right, oops. Hold on, I've just kicked my microphone.
Steady
on.
I do love Iranians, though. They are fantastic people. They have no dress sense. And they live in, you know, like most of those kind of third world countries. I see marine.
They all live in caves, don't they, and stuff?
Well, they live in the 70s, don't they?
Yeah.
They've just got radio over there. No internet either. I have a lovely little segment story here. Students punished for mutual hug.
For a mutual hug?
A mutual hug.
Wow.
Yeah, you thought you were bad. Palm Bay in Florida. A Florida woman said she wants her son's middle school to do away with their no-hugging policy. after her son received in-school suspension for a violation. So this is a school that has a no hugging part. You
no
cannot hug.
Hugging.
No. It's a religious thing. It's a highly religious area.
Oh, okay.
And hugging is deemed sexual.
Oh, right. Okay.
Nancy Crescent said her son, Nick Martinez.
Okay.
Martinez.
Yeah, some fucking Mexican beanie, yeah.
Yeah, who was 14. and a female friend both received in-school suspension after the principal of Southwest Middle School in Palm Bay spotted them engaging...
Engaging, yeah.
Oh, they were engaging.
Oh, right, yeah.
You better believe it.
Wow.
In a mutual hug.
Jesus, these guys are crazy. Did they use protection?
Were
they wearing gloves?
Full body condom. which is a practice banned by the school. First of all, we are a Hispanic cultural family and hugging is a part of who we are, Crescent said, which is the mother.
Yeah.
Martinez says he did not know that he was violating the rules. He was just violating this girl.
Yeah.
Boom, fucking gold. a lot of friends are hugging. I just happened to be the one caught doing it. So he admits to be doing it.
Wow.
Dirty little shit.
Yeah.
He said, honestly, I didn't know because I didn't think hugging was a bad thing. I don't think it is either, Joe.
No, and it's not. What a fucking backwards thing to teach kids.
In fact, if hugging was a sexual act and counted as sex, I've had sex with my mother today.
Yeah. You think you're bad? I've had sex with my dad.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't think hugging was a bad thing. I didn't know you could get suspended for it. The principal said that there were no plans to change the policy at the school, which is the only public school in the district to ban hugging.
That's fucking... You see, these kind of rules just ruin kids, don't they?
It's like an Orwellian nightmare. No emotion.
Yeah.
Do not look at each other.
Yeah.
No it's thinking.
Like, it's like there's going to be, you know, oh, that was a bit of a saucy handshake, you know. Oh, that was a bit of a suggestive, you know, you're lending him the pen, are you? Oh, that's a bit naughty.
Yeah. They send them to the deaths next.
The fucking, oh, it's just, it's ridiculous.
Jesus.
Stuff like this just represses kids. You know, they don't know what's acceptable in you know, in society.
They're just cutting down.
I mean, that's where you learn all your social skills. It's at school, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so if you're cutting out those social skills from school, then they're going to grow up to be these fucking emotionally retarded fucking...
Socially
weirdos,
retarded.
Weirdos,
yeah.
You know.
Sexually retarded.
Yeah.
Sex is great.
Sex is great. From what I've heard of. And
I've said it on more than one occasion. As long as you're both consenting and you're safe, go crazy.
Okay, yeah, go fucking... Go shit nuts.
Life's too short.
Make a mess. It's all good.
Make a mess.
Make a mess.
Beautiful stuff. So there you go.
Yeah, so basically, I think the lesson there is...
chill the fuck out.
Don't hug bean eaters. Did I get that?
Yeah, sure.
Is that... Sure, whatever, Jay. Shut the fuck up.
No cunt called Martinez. I am Martinez.
Martinez. I'm at the taco.
Moving on. Jesus, what?
Yeah. I have a story from Durham Police.
Oh. What are they up to?
Well, they've managed to get a photo of a robber. There's
well done them.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Well, actually, no, hold that congratulations.
Okay.
Because they only have a picture of his arse crack. Basically, there is a picture here, but it's a bit crummy, so we're not going to put it up on the website. But basically, it's from a CCTV, and it's a single frame of a guy leaning over the counter or somewhere or something, grabbing at something, but you can only see his arse crack. And so the Durham Police have released this photo
okay.
in like the local newspaper in hopes that someone will recognise him by
his arsehole.
Quote, by his clothes and identifying features.
Such as?
Well, I don't think...
What,
I
the hairiness of his arsehole?
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that was too embarrassed to say, do you recognise this arse? Because that's all we've got.
There's only one thing I've got to say to that.
What?
Effing faggot.
Effing faggot, yeah.
Bringing it back.
So, that is crap, that is. That is really shit. You need to do away with that. you see, and it also says, so far, no one has come forward. No. Which is shocking. because
you got to be looking at the back.
This is such a, you know, it's so obvious as to who it is. I think I know that guy from that bum crack.
Well, I do know a lot of arseholes.
Ah, do you know? How many are in this room, John?
Two. Oh, man, I'm just replacing Dave at the minute, aren't I?
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. So, great.
Where the fuck is Dave, by the way?
Fuck knows, just being a little shit again, isn't he? Skiving off again, Dave?
Yeah, I'm not going to pay you this week.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to be, you'll be down a fucking 50 pence piece. Shit. We got anything else?
Have I got anything else? Do you want me to jump to another one?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I've got a couple of crappy ones. They're not podcast worth. Even for our shit station.
Really?
Podcast. This fucking is even these are bad.
They must have been god-awful works of fiction.
Well, no fiction, all fact.
yes, that's a Dicom podcast, all fucking fact here, mate.
I think that's why it sucks so bad. Fiction is so limitless, but fact is hard to find. Funny stuff, anyway. I have a story of a Saudi Arabian man who has passed a marriage training course. He's gone on a course on how to be a married man. I don't understand.
Is it like a university degree he's got? Because there's a lot of Mickey Mouse degrees you can get these days, isn't there?
Well, it's like a four-day training program. And it now says he's fully qualified to marry a woman. And I'm like, it's just...
Okay.
I think it's because in Saudi Arabia, they don't really know how to treat women very well. They're just like setting them on fire all the time and stuff, aren't they? You know, and covering them up and all that stuff.
Cutting their clitorises off with a stone.
Yeah, beaning them with rocks. And so I think this guy has basically learned not to kill his wife.
Good stuff.
You know.
Well, fucking congrats to that fucking Saudi cunt.
But the thing is, 53.
Jesus!
So it's like, it's taken him, well, it's taken him 53 years to kind of think,
good work.
You know, I do want to get married, but, you know, I'm not qualified to marry.
Good lad.
There's no part of the story that I understand. First of all, I didn't know there's a marriage training course.
I was not aware.
No.
No.
Where is this world going to?
It's going to the dog's chair.
When you have to learn how to be a married person.
I mean, why can't you just fuck it up like everybody else does?
Yeah, right? Just stumble through it and you'll either, you know, be happy, or you'll either separate, or
beat his wife.
Or you'll throw a grenade into Costco.
You've got a thing against Costco, haven't you?
Yeah, I fucking hate Costco.
That's
something. Oh. Yeah.
I've got a story here. Almost follows along the same lines. It's from our favourite publication, Jay.
The Sun?
The Sun newspaper.
The Sun.
Quality piece of fucking arse rag. and the headline is as follows. It's all a G-farce, lads.
Oh, now
this is going to be educational to the male listeners of the show.
Okay.
Which there is only.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
The search is off, lads. The G-spot doesn't exist.
Wow.
You've heard it here first, ladies and gents, of the Dirty Kong podcast. This is the most informed fucking station on the intertubes.
Yeah.
The G-spot does not exist.
So, what have I been punching all these years?
There's only one thing we can do for this. There we go. Thank fuck. We don't have to work as hard anymore.
Lads, just a rough estimate. Just stick it in there. Poke it around.
I know our friend Ben never had to worry about such things. But no. For everybody else... Well, hey!
Yeah.
Scientists studied nearly 100 articles on the elusive female sex zone. Published over 6 decades. And found none that could conclusively prove its existence. Here, Martin Duby, former editor of Lads Mag Loaded... That just tells you the fucking high quality of this scientific research.
Loaded is basically a porn mag that just covers up the nipple so they can sell it with that, you know, an over-18 sticker on it.
That and also, you know, the most qualified scientific publication that this country has to offer.
Yeah.
Tells Nicky Watkins why he raises a glass to the news while a sexpert, and I love that phrase, sexpert.
Sexpert.
Great stuff. I mean, where did she go to take that course?
I don't know.
How'd you become a sex expert? Having had sex makes you one, doesn't it, surely?
I wouldn't... Well, I mean, judging from the sex that we've had, John, I wouldn't call you a sex expert.
Thanks, mate. While sex expert Kate Taylor warns fellas that women won't be taking this announcement lying down.
No, another pun.
Good shit. This evening, men around the world have got more chance of being served a pint of lager by Elvis Presley in a pub owned by legendary racehorse Shegar than they have of finding a woman's G-spot. Why? Because scientists, God bless them, and that's what it says, have proved that what we knew all along, the bloody things don't exist. The G-spot was discovered in 1950 by surely one of mankind's ultimate traitors, German scientist Ernest, German name, Grafenberg.
Hitler, yeah.
Dr. G's ludicrous study boils down to this. If you stimulate the interior of a lady's foo-foo for 20 to 30 minutes, we will exhibit increased levels of sexual arousal. No shit, Sherlock. This is a fucking publication in a newspaper. I'm reading this word for word.
Yeah, and there's a lot of fucking words. Get on with it.
Sorry, but while Mr. G's jiggery pokery herald 62 years of joy for women, it's been nothing but torture for men ever since. But there were chocolate is good for you, the existence of the G-spot is a scientific fiction. Most women have done their level best to make science fact. So let's all raise a glass and cry good riddance to Dr. Grafenberg's fabled G-spot.
Right, so basically, just... I think basically what they're saying is don't look for the G-spot, just fuck hard.
Another German has tricked a nation.
Yeah, you know. There last time round is a little bit, you know, a little bit more deathy. So, you know, I'll take this one. So, yeah, just fuck harder, guys. You know, don't worry about finding a G-spot. Just pound that fucker. Just derive as much pleasure as you want because, you know, she's not going to get any more. There's no G-spot.
You're becoming more of a sexpert now.
Yeah.
Than that fucking woman is.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. With a cock like that. Unbelievable.
Oh, John.
Yes.
John.
Jay.
There is big news.
What's that, sir?
Well, we all know that that Jesus is real.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
He's my man.
He's the homeboy from upstairs. And every time Jesus appears in something, it restores our faith in him.
In the Christ.
Yeah. Well, Tara Gomez from America.
Gomez?
Has found Jesus again.
Where?
But no, it's not in food this time. Which
no?
Is no.
Teabag?
It's not in a tea bag, it's not in a crop circle.
Toast.
It's not in toast or anything. It's in melted and then frozen Crayola crayons.
Well, yeah. I know what it's time for.
It's
there we go. Fantastic.
You're not playing this again, are you?
Yeah. Halle fucking Luya.
It's going to go all the way through again, John. Can you stop it?
All right.
Thank fuck for that.
What right. About this? There we go. Celebrations. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is something I can climax to. Tara Gomez and her son melted crayons in the oven.
Right, okay.
Fucking as you do.
That tells you the kind of people we're dealing with in this story.
What are you going to do tonight, Tara? Well, you know, I was going to go see, you know, a film at the cinema, but I decided against that. So, I don't know, I thought I'd watch a bit of TV, but that didn't seem interesting enough. I know, I'm going to take my son, gather up all his fucking wax crayons, melt them in the oven, and then freeze them. Because that will give you a certain sense of fucking achievement. Jesus Christ, Tara Gomez. Oh, you need to be put down. You are you are a detriment to society.
I think she is. And a bad mother.
Yeah. It's like... Oh, I'm not even going to go down that road.
Aren't you not supposed to teach kids about shoving inanimate objects into ovens and just...
Yeah. You know, being careful. You know, don't touch that. It's got hot water in it. Don't touch that. You know, it's fucking... This is an electric fence. Don't touch it. But she's like, no, go ahead. Stick stuff in an oven and see what happens.
Well, she's Hispanic, so...
Yeah, you know. So, anyway. So basically, they melted these wax crayons and then put them in the freezer.
Okay.
And when they retrieved them from the freezer, 15 minutes later, there was an image of Jesus in the wax crayon.
Of course. Because where else would Jesus appear?
And exactly. Of course it's going to appear in the melted and then frozen wax crayons. That's exactly how Christ wants to be seen. You know.
Why does the Christ only ever appear to retarded individuals?
I guess it's because they need the most help.
Surely the Christ would want to appear to the top evolutionary scientist of the modern age.
Yeah.
Or to Stephen Hawking. Somebody with a bit of credibility.
Yeah, that's right.
Not
yeah.
just some spick in a fucking
yeah.
council flat, I assume.
Yeah, more than
melting fucking crayons in a fucking oven.
Yeah, you know what? You're actually quite right. Why is it not fucking... Why is it not appearing to Brian Cox in, you know... Or you know, some fucking mega fucking scientist? Because then he can... Some, you know, when they would tell you, you know, I know I've been teaching you about science stuff, but apparently God is real and I can show you this and it will prove that it's real, then it's got some real punch behind it.
Yeah.
But when some fat, stupid spick with a son has started melting crayons and then putting them in the fucking freezer and then start spouting off about Jesus...
Good Lord.
It's not going to fucking convert many people, is
For
it?
For the love of Christ.
So,
Sweet Jesus.
So, yeah. And, you know, she just fucking rambles on about how she was, you know, praying to God about certain things going wrong in her life, and then all of a sudden this happened and blah, blah, blah.
What? Yeah, I've got problems in my life. Jesus, please come to me. Help me. The solution, I will show you an image of myself in some melted crayon.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Hope that helps.
Yeah.
What is it like giving a fucking get better card? Here's the illustration I did. Wax crayons. Cunt!
Wow, there's some rage coming out there. I think you need some therapy.
It's like a primary school kid fucking drawing a little picture for the mum to get better, and it's a piece of shit, and she knows it's a piece of shit, but she puts it on the fridge anyway. Did they put the wax crayons on the fucking fridge?
Oh, they probably mounted it and like putting candles around it and praying
charging,
to it each night, yeah.
Charging people. Or the Hispanics.
Trying to feed it fucking Burger King.
The Hispanics love the Christ.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. They're a very, very stupid nation, aren't they? As a people, as a gathering of people, they are quite stupid. You know?
Based on the melted crown.
Weird coloured people.
Funny colours.
Yeah.
Funny colours. All the colours of the rainbow.
Ranging from brown to darker brown.
Right. Rapist on Harry Potter film trip oogles girl in loo. Oogles. A rapist spied on a teenage girl in a cinema toilet after being let out for a secure unit to watch a Harry Potter film. So, a convicted rapist was let out to be able to watch a Harry Potter movie.
Which is, and you know, these Harry Potter films, what is their kind of audience? What are they, who are they directing there?
Well, the fantasy films, aren't they, Jay? With, like, goblins and fairies and witches.
Yeah, it's all
I think
about
it's,
magic.
It's an over 18 film, definitely. I mean, it's a mature audience you're aiming for. You know, it's like Schindler's List.
Yeah, very, very cerebral.
Yeah.
It's a thinker. Oh, wait, no. That's right. It's a fucking 12-year-olds. Yes. What better
it's a kid's
film
movie.
To let a rapist into?
Into
a dark room full of children.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ, John.
Jesus H. Christ. Where are my crayons? Stephen and Robinson admitted getting a sexual thrill from the incident, which tingly echoed his rape of a waitress in a restaurant loo. So he's back to the loo. He likes the loo.
Yeah, he likes it dirty.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Now bosses at the unit have been ordered to reveal why Robinson, detained indefinitely under a hospital order, was allowed out. Judge Michael Mieta told Hull Crown Court, "I want someone to tell me what was going on and how this can be prevented from happening in the future." I can tell you how it can be prevented from happening in the future. Don't let a rapist out to watch a fucking Harry Potter film.
Yeah, it is quite simple.
It's not hard.
That's it, yeah. You let him out of the secure prison and put him into a secure field. Let him run around for a bit. Don't let him anywhere near kids. No, don't. Don't let him out. Don't
yeah,
let him,
don't let him out.
He rapes people. Basically, he's a sexual predator who rapes people. Now, I'm sorry. I don't want any of them in society. I mean, I know I'm a bit, you know, I get a bit busy with my hands every now and then, but I wouldn't call myself a rapist. And it's just, I don't understand how these stories arise, because...
It blows my fucking mind.
It does, doesn't it? He rapes people, and they've let him out into a Harry Potter film.
Out back into society, and some would say that a rapist is, you know, at best, a danger to society.
Yeah. If you list the three types of people that you would most like in prison, it's murderers,
yeah,
people who mug old ladies... and rapists.
Yeah.
They're like the three people that are like the scum of the earth. And someone decided that the top three in people's most hated type of person, it should be allowed to walk into a cinema full of kids with losing.
In a darkened room.
Yeah, in a darkened room. Oh,
Robertson, 25, pleaded guilty to voyeurism for the purpose of sexual gratification in last July's incident at Cineworld in Hull. He was let out of the secure unit at nearby Willoughby, East Yorks, to see Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. So the final one. So this was the final film, to be fair. I mean, that's an event not to be missed, Joe.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So, I mean, I suspect that they're going to let, you know, some sort of, you know, mass murderer out for the same sort of
yeah,
event.
That's right, yeah.
Despite being accompanied by a carer. Now, okay. Somebody with Down syndrome gets a carer.
That's right.
Somebody with, like, a cerebral palsy gets a carer.
Yeah.
Does a rapist get a carer to go out to watch the cinema? A carer?
No.
Security guard would be a better
word. A security guard.
Prison officer.
Yeah, prison officer with a baseball bat.
Policeman with a taser.
Yeah. Fucking Hulk Hogan with a 9-iron. That's what you fucking need.
Okay, this is great. Despite being accompanied by a carer, Robinson was allowed to go to the toilet alone.
Oh, right.
Bearing in mind, Jay, paragraph above, he raped a woman in the loo.
So that's kind of his sexual fucking, yeah, preference.
Un-fucking believable. He then sneaked into the ladies and ogled the girl from an adjoining cubicle. Prosecutor Jane Wilson said she had a feeling someone was watching and looked up and saw a face over the dividing section looking
creepy.
Down at her. Robertson, detained in 2005 after the rape in Nottingham, has another sexual assault conviction. So he has another fucking conviction on top of all this.
Oh, okay.
He will be sentenced for the voyeurism later and then let out to see fucking The Hobbit in 2013.
Yeah.
Cunt.
Yeah.
This guy's going on the Gangwatch list.
Yep, Gangwatch.
So, Robinson.
Have we got a picture of him?
No, there isn't a picture. Just a picture of the Cineworld in
right,
Hull.
Okay.
So don't go there.
Yeah, Cineworld in Hull is also on the gang list as well.
That is on the gang list. Stephen Robinson and Cineworld. Fuck
Hull.
You both.
At least any Cineworld in Hull, though.
So, yeah. Fantastic stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
That is weird. Another thing. When we were talking about, you mentioned old ladies, men beating up old ladies.
Yeah.
I was walking through M&S, as I want to do. I shop there occasionally.
Yep.
And I was walking past the escalator, and just as I walked past the escalator, I heard a shout, a scream.
Right, okay.
A cry of despair, if you will.
Oh my.
Oh! And then I saw a woman, an old, decrepit lady, tumble down the stairs.
No.
Yeah, and wow. Smash into the floor at the bottom.
Bless.
Really hard.
Oh, was she all right?
No, she was fucked up.
Was she?
Yeah, so she was a bit cut up and stuff. And
fuck.
Yeah, and then like all the people swarm around it. And it was just dead weird because it was just... I was listening to my iPod and you don't expect to sort of hear or see something like that.
Was Benny Hill on?
I didn't hear that in M&S. No. Marks and Spencer's. For anybody who doesn't know. I just thought I'd bring that up because I didn't mention that in what I'd been doing for my week. That was an event. It shook me up though. I was a bit like shaky. I was like, you don't expect to see something like traumatic. She seemed okay, but she was obviously hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, she took a fucking fall right from the top.
I mean, an escalator's the metal steps, aren't they? That's what they are.
And they're serrated as well, aren't they?
They are.
Because that's how they slot into each other. The serrated metal stairs.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking cheese grinding stair.
Yeah, it is. That's awful.
It was pretty fucked up. But,
you know, I mean, talking about...
Funny?
You know, yeah.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, fucked up.
Funny. If she died, maybe not so funny. But since she was all right, funny.
Basically, okay.
But I can remember one time I was on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And was just pulling up kind of at the pub that's near our near my house, should I say. And there was a woman on a, you know, those mobility scooters.
Oh, the scooters, yeah.
Yeah. And she tried to get up onto the curb. She was on the road. She was crossing the road.
Right.
And it's like, it's almost like she had misjudged it because kind of as she was going up the curb, you know, I kind of... the pavement lowers down to the road.
Right, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, you know, so they can get up. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like one wheel went up it, but then one wheel kind of... it's kind of hard to explain. Basically...
couldn't manage.
She fucked it up, yeah.
She fucked up.
She fucked up, and she went over sideways. You know, she fucking fell out of this mobility scooter. And she was quite a big old woman. You know, she was a very old woman, and she was quite fat. And the thing is, and this bus pulled up. It happened in front of the bus, so the bus couldn't pull off, and fucking nobody got up to help her. Yeah. And I was like, I'm sorry, are we not living in Great Britain? Is, you know, is common courtesy, is chivalry fucking dead? You know, it's like, do you know what I mean? It's like, just go and help her. So naturally, I fucking got off, and I was expecting loads of people to come over and help me. Well, no, it was just like me, and then a passerby came over, and the fucking bus, like, tried to get past this old woman on the floor, and missed her by, like, only 4 or 5 inches, and everyone had the fucking faces pressed to the glass, watching this old woman on the floor sprawled out.
Yeah, you want to watch it, you just don't want to get involved.
And I was just like, and it really infuriated me, and... the kind of the worst of it was that I couldn't get her up. She was that big. It's that I couldn't carry her.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do anything. So, you know, like I say, thankfully this passerby came up and we managed to get her onto this scooter and she kind of just backed up and went home kind of thing. But,
Jesus.
You know, it's like, you know, I can remember telling my dad and he was mortified.
Yeah.
Because that's not the Britain that he grew up in. You know, it's like, you know, our mums and dads would have never let that happen. And it's just, it's a shame, really.
So that's the thing with my old lady. When she hit the ground, there were loads of people around her in like 2 seconds, which was quite good.
That's good.
But I still, you know, I still walked up and said to somebody, is she okay? And they were like, yeah, she's fine. And then, you know, just walked away.
Yeah.
Because obviously she didn't need my help, you know.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, naturally, like going back to this old woman that fell, you know, fell off a mobility scooter. I mean, I went home and, you know, had a good laugh about it and
masturbated.
Yeah. As you do when you see an old woman fall over. Because you think of how helpless they are and how, you know, you could take... I'm not going to say anymore. But see, I did the right thing at the time.
Casey and Big Sexy from Hey Douchebag Show, this is the kind of humour.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about. Sick, disgusting, depraved, immature... that is the Dirty Kong podcast.
But funny as fuck, but as funny far as I'm concerned.
Pub bans Beef Eater for talking German.
Oh dear.
And quite right as well.
Yeah, fucking Nazis. Right, Beef Eater. What is a Beef Eater, John?
It's a guard at the Tower of London, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, a former Tower of London Beef Eater. Why were they called Beef Eaters, Jay? Do you remember?
I don't know.
Was it the style of hat they used to wear?
I think it's the style of hat.
Yeah, anyway... a former Tower of London Beef Eater, God, says he was thrown out of a pub that he drank in every day for speaking German, which is kind of funny. Tom Sharp, good name, 71, had been chatting with his daughter, whose mother was a German.
Right.
He met while serving in the army. So he's an army vet.
So he's an army vet, and he was fighting the Jerrys,
yeah.
And then he married one and had a daughter with her.
Well, maybe it was a bit like a sort of, I don't know, sort of pirate thing. You know, he grabbed all the wenches and brought them back to England.
Maybe.
To sow the English seed.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know.
I have no idea. But he claimed new landlady Janet Pitt, great name, took exception when German words crept into their conversation. She allegedly barred him from the pack house in Northborough near Peterborough, where he was a regular for 8 years. Tom said she told him, "We're white, you're English, so you speak English in my pub. Otherwise, get out." What a lovely woman. Tom's daughter, Nicole, called police and reported a race hate crime. Outraged fellow drinkers were also ejected for complaining. So this bitch even ejected people for sticking up for this bloke, for complaining. Does she not want punters in a pub?
Yeah, apparently not. Apparently she just wants the whole fucking pub to herself.
Widowed Tom said that German is Nicole's mother's tongue. It's natural to speak it. We only use a few phrases. The village is an uproar. The pub was the hub of the community, but I won't be going back while she's there.
Good man. You fucking stick to your guns.
Definitely. Go on.
Yeah, I mean, oh, that is quite a British looking pub, isn't it?
Yeah. But he's a Brit, you know.
But that's it. There's an army vet. He fought for this country. I mean, if he's 71, I mean, that would have put him... He wouldn't have been in Germany, would he?
Please don't ask me to do maths.
I think he might have been in Falklands.
I'm not sure.
Either way, more likely it would have been Falklands.
Well, he fought for this country, Jay.
Either way, he can speak in the armed service.
He can speak any fucking language he likes, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
It doesn't mean anything. You could just be learning German.
Yeah.
Or French or Portuguese.
I'd like to learn German and Spanish just so I know how to insult them more.
I think we need to learn American as well on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you just have to, like, say everything with a cheeseburger in your mouth. That's how you speak American.
Mrs. Pitts took over the pub 2 weeks ago, but pub owners Scottish and Newcastle said they took racism allegations seriously. But she's still there, apparently, so not seriously enough.
Well, if we've got any listeners in that district, could you try and, you know, burn the place down or something?
Can you burn Mrs. Pitt's house down?
Yeah. No, preferably. Not the pub. There's nothing British about burning a pub down, is there? I think that's quite
anti-British. No, that's what I mean, yeah.
So kick slash, the shit out of her.
Slash her tyres.
Slash
her
face. Slash her eyeballs. Get a scalpel and just, like, put a slit, like, in the front of her eye and then just let all the goo...
Like, put a slit in Mrs. Pitt.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Come on. I'm on a fucking roll
slit
tonight.
Slit the pit.
Oh.
Right. Okay. Next story. What's this? Albatross.
Albatross in my nose. This is not very brilliant. A crushed albatross lies embedded in the cracked nose of a plane after a dangerous mid-air collision. The unfortunate bird died instantly. No shit. And I'll put a picture on because we need to be told that this bird is dead. Have you seen this bird?
I mean, this plane was obviously in flight.
Yeah.
And it's a big plane, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a jet.
It's not a fucking Cessna. I know that.
Leaving a 3-foot crater in the Japanese Coast Guard's aircraft, the plane's 9 crew members felt the impact while flying 1,000 feet above the East China Sea. Surprisingly, the gusty pilot did not consider an emergency landing to be necessary and instead continued to another hour to his destination in... a Japanese place, Okinawa.
Bing bong jing jong, yeah.
That bird is dead, and because it's sort of Japanese, it's got the brilliant headline, Kill Bill.
Ah, no, I've got a bit of respect for that, Kill Bill.
That's the only thing that attracted me to it. I thought it was quite witty. Yeah. There you go.
But that fucking crater in that plane, that was impressive. They must have fucking hit that bird. Quite fast.
The bird was in tiny pieces, and we needed to be told that it had died. That's what I enjoyed.
That is a good bit. Yeah. This bird is dead.
Yeah.
Well, thank fuck someone told me. I was about to get a plaster out.
I might have asked the wrong questions and felt like a right cunt.
Is that bird going to be okay?
Hey, Jay, do you want to see an insane train dodging stunt by an Asian man?
Oh, yeah, go on then.
By a brown skin. Here we go.
By one of those funny ones.
Warning, do not try to copy this dangerous stunt.
Daru, are you ready? Hey, Nazika, bhai, Nazika tu.
Can you understand that?
Nazika, Nazika tu.
No.
Daru.
Okay, right, he's walking up. He's on the train line.
Oh, shit. A man has just gone under a train just before the train reached him.
Oh, my God.
The train is now running him over. Seem to be harmed. He's just got his head down, which is a good idea.
That is unreal. Basically, he laid down and the train went over him.
Yeah.
There would have only been a few inches between him and the train. That is fucking ridiculous.
They've got nothing better to do in that country, have they? They've got no Xbox, you know, no iTunes.
No fucking...
And that's what happens, mate. That's what happens when you don't have Top Man and iTunes. You end up doing silly things like that.
That's what happens to a country when they haven't got... Britain's got, well, X Factor or Pop Idol to fucking entertain them.
Yeah, so we're going to put that video on our video page. Yep.
Would have been good would have been like... I mean, he was wearing like a loose-fitting shirt, wasn't he?
Yeah.
It would have been nice if it kind of just got caught on something and just fucking ripped him apart. That would have been really funny.
That would have been good, yeah. Another sort of vehicle story here. I think this is my last story of the night, Jay.
Yeah.
Driver rams tanker into ex-wife's house.
Boom.
Wow, that's some pissed off guy. Yeah. Dad on school run foils fuel blast murder bid.
Okay.
An estranged husband tried to blow up his wife's home yesterday by ramming it with a fuel tanker.
That is fucking quality.
That is a man on a mission there.
Yeah, I mean, that guy wants her dead.
Really does. Christine Billington, 53, fled in terror as husband Hugh, 51, twice crashed the truck filled with thousands of gallons of paraffin into the bungalow. So it's just a fucking bungalow. Before torching the front door. As flames threatened to trigger a massive explosion just 100 yards from the primary school, a hero dad leapt into the 25-ton tanker and reversed it away from the blaze.
Oh, good man.
Fucking hero. So, yeah, good man. Darren Fletcher, who was taking daughter Imogen 7 to school, then used a fire extinguisher to put out the flames that were already lapping around the truck as paraffin poured out.
Fucking Jesus. That guy.
He's a fucking legend.
Fucking, he's got some steel hangers, he has. I mean, that is immense.
I know. I wouldn't do it. As fuel supply worker Billington was last night held on suspicion of attempted murder, dad of two, Darren, 34, revealed how the tanker was just seconds, from blowing up the entire street. And it's a big tanker as well.
That is quite a lot of fucking fuel. Paraffin, yeah.
The railway worker, who also has a daughter, Holly, 3, said the valves on the tanker had been undone and the passenger side was already on fire. The windscreen and dashboard were also alight. The engine was still running, so I jumped in the cab and reversed the truck away from the bungalow. It's terrifying now to think what could have happened. But at the time, I was only thinking about everyone that was around, especially the school kids nearby. Fair play. I just thought of myself. I've got to move it. If this thing goes up, there's going to be a catastrophe. Darren was last night in Poole General Hospital, Dorset, after being treated for the effects of smoke. He said, "I inhaled a lot of smoke, but I wasn't hurt and I didn't have any burns. I'm not a hero. I just did what I thought was best. I don't need any medals, but a bottle of cider will do nicely."
I like it.
Fucking play to that,
how
man.
How fucking British can you get?
That's great stuff. Dorset police said that the 51-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder of his wife. And is obviously awaiting trial. But we'll put some of those pictures up because they're pretty fucking sweet.
But you know what? I mean, when all's said and done, that guy has got some fucking taste. I mean, and he's got some style.
Cider drinker. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like... No, I was talking about the guy who tried to blow up the woman.
Oh, right, okay,
I mean, if you're going to try and, like, bump off your ex-wife for being a bitch, then what a better way than to fucking blow her up with a fuel tanker? I mean...
It's so sort of diehard, isn't it?
It is. It really, really is. You know, I mean, fuck that Iranian guy who tried to poison someone's Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fucking lame. I thought the Iranians invented, like, terrorism. But, like, this fucking guy from where was it? Dorset,
yeah.
Yeah. Fucking blows up with misses with a tanker.
Don't mess with
fucking,
his Brits.
Yeah.
We'll blow you up.
Yeah, we're fucking shit nuts.
And that's it for the stories for this week, Jay.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. My iPad's died, so I say iPad. I've got a cheap version, but I'll say iPad. My iPad's died.
Awesome.
So
that's coming to the end of the episode 41. 41. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Sweet fucking Jesus.
Something interesting on the forum?
Yeah, I just want to direct your attention to the forum. There's a new little... I don't think I've talked about this before. There's a new topic that's been posted.
A new thread?
Yeah, a new thread. No way. There's no way I'm sending you money.
Oh.
And this is by Sarah J, which is kind of disappointing.
That is a shame.
Yeah. And she writes, "There's no way I'm sending you three idiots my... hard-earned money kiss. You can't say shit like that, Jay, and then put a kiss and think it's all better. So that's the thing with women. They'll call you every name under the sun. They'll take everything from you, Jay. They'll put a kiss on the end and expect everything to be all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you haven't got a fucking G-spot, so you can suck it.
Yeah.
I don't believe for a second your brother was raped, John Boy, and it's weird to joke about stuff like that. And then she put a little cry face.
Oh.
Well, suck a dick.
Yeah.
He did nearly get raped, and I still think it's funny.
Yeah, I think it would have been funnier if he did get raped.
So do I, Jay.
But, you know, it's like...
In fact, I'm going to pay a male prostitute to rape my brother.
Yeah.
And then laugh at it, and record it, and then send it to Sarah Jay, and I hope you fucking choke on it.
Yeah, and we don't want your dirty money, you filthy cow. Fuck off. In fact, don't listen to our show anymore. Go fucking watch, I don't know... Fucking Barbie
the
on
The Boil
Ice.
And Doodle Show.
Yeah, that fucking
suck on
shit.
Their shit.
They haven't got the balls to be offensive. Go and watch their fucking, you know, PG fucking parental guidance shit. You know, this is for over 18s. This is for fucking...
Real people.
Yeah, this is for adults who have fucking seen shit.
This is for immature, you know, yeah. Immature, stupid, sick sense of humour people with no lives.
And if you can't take it, then step out the game, woman.
But you know, I've got to say thank you.
But keep listening.
Yeah, but keep listening and keep posting. And if you're going to go to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. And
yeah,
you can
please find
the Dirty Kong forum on our website, dirtykong.co.uk. I don't know if people know about it, but there's the side button on the main website which says episodes. You click on the episodes, you get the raw feeds, you get all the after show videos that we do. For anybody that wants to check out the lesbian video from last week. And you get all the photos that we might take as well. It's all under that one heading of episodes on the main web page. Just to let people know, because they might not know, because they're fucking retards.
Well, I don't know. But I am a bit of a retard as well.
Yeah.
By the way,
go on.
Have you put up that video of Dave putting on the shirt?
I have, yeah. That's the after show episode 40, the lesbian show.
Yeah. And I was just going to say that if there's any listeners out there that wanted to see what the lesbian looked like, or what indeed a lesbian looks like, if you've never seen one before, then she's on it, isn't she?
There you go, yeah.
So
check
it
out.
You can actually see a real live lesbian.
Fantastic shit.
Where do lesbians come from? Do you grow them?
I think you can grow them in a greenhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
you've
like...
You've got to use those UV strips, aren't you?
Yeah, it's like fermenting your own sort of ale.
That's right, yeah.
Or beer,
yeah,
or cider.
You grow a lesbian, yeah.
Yeah, you buy a tank from a sort of... place.
Yeah.
Shop. I don't know. No fucking idea. Big shout out to guys from What the Pod, as always. Love you guys.
Yep. Great show.
What the Pod. Check them out on iTunes. American. Highbrow. Talk about movies and rate books and talk about their personal lives.
Yeah.
So
it's actually one of the better podcasts I've listened to.
Very good podcast. And then if you want another American podcast that isn't as good but more filthy, check out the Hey Douchebag Boys.
Yeah.
KC and Big Sexy. Why you call yourself Big Sexy? I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, you're big and sexy, but you don't flaunt it.
No.
You don't push it in people's faces.
That's right.
But hello to them.
I don't know. I think J-Train is quite suggestive.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It is, from what I can see now.
Well,
lovely.
That's it. Yeah, it is like a train, isn't
very
it?
Very nice. And shiny.
And it's attached to J, yeah. So. But, you know.
Beautiful.
I don't know where that came from. Let's
go.
Nor
do I. Right, so until next week, guys, episode 42. We've got a plan. I think, you know what, for episode 45 or something, we should plan something. We should.
We always say we're gonna fucking plan.
Yeah, because we're just sort of floating along, going through the episodes. But I wanna. I mean, we have just come from a lesbian episode.
Yeah.
That was a special lesbian episode. But you know, I wanna do something. And we are still trying to maybe sort out a crossover thing with the guys from What the Pod. But that's for the future.
Yeah.
And we're going to end on a Skunk and Anansie song.
Oh, really?
From way back in the 90s.
Wow.
And this is a song called Yes, It's Fucking Political. But until next week, that's it from me, John Boy.
That's it from me, JT.
And I love you all. And I will show you my penis if you send me money.
Yes, we love you dearly. Send us cash.
Goodbye.
Tonight we discuss the phenomenon of hooliganism. Armed gangs of youths have taken to the streets.
All you know is a slight bloody culture, really.
Looting shops and abandoned
with shops.
Brussels.
It's pathetic.
A routine.
is a good change. Especially after government has been in power for some time.
I like England just fine, but I ain't eating any of that beef.
Stop that! Please scoot up your face, cause you clearly like the taste. You're infected by that tease, political. So you're dirty, guilty, boy.